Let me welcome you to this episode of Above the Clouds. In the Bhagavatam, we find many passages about the benefits of taking shelter. I would like to share two examples. In the third canto, Kapiladev instructs his mother Devahuti. The terrible fear of birth and death can never be forsaken by anyone who resorts to any shelter other than myself, for I am the Almighty Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original source of all creation, and also the Supreme Soul of all souls. In other words, it is Krishna alone who can grant shelter. He is the active principle everywhere. Nothing moves beyond his control or outside of his control. A little later, we find this explanation. It is because of my supremacy that the wind blows. Because of me, the sun shines. Because of me, the Lord of the clouds, Indra, sends forth showers. And because of me, fire burns and death goes about taking its toll out of fear of me. In other words, it is Krishna who is the cause of all causes and behind everything that happens here in this world and beyond. Therefore, Kapiladev says, therefore persons whose minds are fixed on the Supreme Lord engage in the intensive practice of devotional service. That is the only means for attainment of the final perfection of life. A similar advice was given by Suniti, the second queen of King Uttanapad. When her little son, Dhruva, was rejected by his stepmother and also by his father, he had come running for shelter and solace to his mother, Suniti. But Suniti told him very clearly, "My dear boy, you also should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very kind to his devotees. Persons seeking liberation from the cycle of birth and death always take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in devotional service. Becoming purified by executing your allotted occupation, just situate the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart and without deviation, not even for a moment, engage always in his service." Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport that has always enlivened my heart. He says, Suniti advised her son that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Britya Vatsala, which indicates that he is very kind to his devotee. So she said, "You came to me crying, having been insulted by your stepmother, but I am unable to do any good for you. However, Krishna is so kind to his devotees that if you go to him, then the combined kindness of millions of mothers like me will be surpassed by his affectionate and tender dealings." And now comes the sentence which gives a lot of encouragement. "When everyone else fails to mitigate one's misery, Krishna is able to help the devotee." Let's hear that again. "When everyone else fails to mitigate our misery. Krishna will not disappoint us. Krishna is able to help the devotee. This moving or going to Krishna is a gradual process. Sometimes we are not doing so well, and we may be even overwhelmed by obstacles on our path. However, if our goal is clear, then even these obstacles on the path turn into stepping stones that help us to move forward. But we have to have this goal of taking shelter. There's a beautiful story in this connection in the Padma Purana. It's about a king and his queen. The king once was in the forest in an assembly of ministers and friends, and a deer came to the king and stayed with him, stayed in his close vicinity. This deer was traumatized. It just had encountered tigers and had just merely escaped. So when the deer saw the king so peaceful, it just felt, I'm safe if I'm with this human being, and in this way took shelter. However, the king became curious, why is the deer coming so close? He got up and with his sword he struck the hip of the deer. Although the deer had sought his shelter, as a result, both the king and the queen, who had stood nearby and confirmed or encouraged her husband to do this sinful act of striking the deer out of curiosity, what's with this being, they were reaping their karmic reactions, and finally they were reborn as a male and a female frog. So once they heard some men who were going on the path to the Ganga, and they saw their enthusiasm, the enthusiasm of this man, and therefore decided, let us undertake a pilgrimage to the Ganga in order to get completely free of our sinful reactions and then cross the ocean of this agony. The frog and his wife were blessed with intelligence, as we can see. So they went on the way to the Ganga, but as they were proceeding, hopping here and hopping there, they met a poisonous snake. And the snake fixed its eyes on the two, desiring to eat the frogs. There was a little discussion between the snake and the frogs, and finally the snake just swallowed the two. However, because they had fixed their mind on Mother Ganga, they were having a very auspicious end result. First, they were transported to the heavenly planets, where they enjoyed material happiness, and then finally they went by the mercy of the Lord, they went back to the spiritual world and obtained liberation. That's because their mind was fixed on their ultimate shelter, Mother Ganga. There's a verse in the Padma Purana which says, "There is no doubt that anyone who dies on the path when on pilgrimage to the Ganga will go to the highest abode." So surrendering is described in Sanskrit as sharanagati, or gati, moving towards sharana, or shelter. It's a process, a gradual process, but anyone who goes on this path, having the goal in mind that I'm taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, will not be met by obstacles. He will not be put in problem. How do we make our, let us say, how will we move forward in taking shelter? Well, it all starts with humility. Humility is the carrier of bhakti. Whoever has humility in his heart, bhakti will come riding to him and take possession of his heart. At that time, the devotee can think of Krishna as his or her protector and maintainer. And filled with a heart of gratitude, such a devotee is strong enough to accept favorable circumstances that increase his or her spiritual life and reject the unfavorable circumstances. Then finally, after practicing humility, after changing the vision of and seeing Krishna, no one else, as the protector and maintainer, and after accepting favorable circumstances and rejecting unfavorable circumstances, one is mature in full surrender. Now, anyone who goes on this path, starting with humility, must know that Krishna watches very carefully over them. And then, as the Brityavatsala, or the friend of his devotees, the kind friend of his devotees, Krishna will help such a soul. Therefore, when we move on the path of taking shelter, when we move forward in this direction, we are never alone. We are never without help. Krishna becomes attentive to someone who walks this path from the very, very beginning. And just like in our story from the Padma Purana, even when there are obstacles, Krishna, and even if death should be there, Krishna will ultimately make the arrangement which will bring the devotee to his safe lotus feet. Therefore, the road of taking shelter is the safest place in this world. Thank you very much for listening. I will meet you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.